It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Yes, thank you, New York. We are once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. I know it sounds like a broken record. I've been talking about this for weeks on end, but hey, it's a big deal. We have a big winning streak here. In the top 10 in New York AM radio consistently for months. And that's a testament to the great guests that we feature. Of course, tonight we have, every single week we have great guests, and tonight we have two amazing guests. But the real thank you goes to you. Every single listener of the show, the tens of thousands who are tuned in and week out, because that's what drives the Nielsen ratings. And to come in number three in New York AM radio, that is a big deal, and I thank you for the trust that you place in our show. I wanted to mention that our new website, I think it's going up any day, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. It got an overhaul. Special thank you to our amazing team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular, Mrs. Stern and Mrs. Tive, who are spearheading that, of course, working alongside Michal and Srilly and many others on the team, Svi Elio and many others on the BLMG team, who worked so hard to make this show so successful. And by the way, on there, you can access, on the website, mybradio.com, you can access many of the incredible guests that we have featured on this program. Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Jason Robinson, the director of marketing at UPS, Seth Godin, Shep Hyken, Ramon Ray, Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, among hundreds we've interviewed here on this program. I mean, we've had, hundreds of shows, hundreds of interviews, each one providing a unique perspective that can get you and your business ahead in today's world. Well, just a brief note about our incredible guests. Tonight, first, we're going to be speaking with Ezra Fireworker, CEO at EZF Balance. And then later on in the show, we're going to be speaking with Yaakov Gluck, CEO at the Contractor's Office. Each one has unique perspective about outsourcing, due diligence, and so many other critical financial aspects to each and every business out there. So we'll be back with Ezra right after this commercial break. Again, the website for this show to access all prior guests is mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break and back with Ezra right after this. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. Our first guest this evening, Ezra Fireworker, CEO of EZF Balance. A little background about EZF Balance. Established in 2001, over two decades ago, It's dedicated to cost accounting, metrics, and real estate financial modeling. EZF Balance provides business owners with CFO workload services. They also provide real estate operators and developers with due diligence on acquisitions, projections, valuations, and abstracting. On this portion of tonight's show, we will discuss pre-acquisition due diligence for businesses, ghosting company finances. Okay, we'll discuss that. That's also a very interesting area. And integrating outside services critical to generating steady cash flow. With that intro, we give a warm welcome. Ezra Fireworker, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. It's a pleasure to be here. Tuned in to 710 WOR.
Thank you.
And I've been listening to the role models and to the business mentors and business leaders.
Thank you
for hosting.
So Ezra, as we open this segment, can you give us some background, please, of how EZF Balance began?
My family knows a lot about mathematics and statistics. I have a background in both finance and accounting and started off in the public sector, really assisting a lot of financial services companies, commercial companies. On the audit side, I don't know if you're familiar with GGK and RSM, had a great mentor and a partner of the firm by the name of Pete Testaverde. Learned a tremendous amount from him. So I started off at a mutual fund when I interned when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
Studied a lot about trends and platforms and moved on towards the real estate sector, a large real estate developer who has over 500 rooms, responsibilities as a CFO role would be to oversee 5 departments, 7 retail high-end stores, which turned out to be a great experience. I learned from the team. I helped lead the team until they sold. We got the building and sold.
So let's even now fast track to EZF Balance today. What industries do you work with?
Excellent question. So a lot of the types of clients that come to EZF Balance are in the space of anywhere from 3.5 to 50 million in gross sales. They could be food companies, healthcare equipment, financial services, technology.
Wow, quite a range.
And real estate, of course.
Now, you specialize in pre-acquisition due diligence for businesses. Can you explain what that is, please?
Okay. That's a loaded question.
Yeah. And for those that understand it, they understand it, but there are many that don't understand it or have the appreciation of how critical that step is.
Okay, so I'll tell you a little story.
One
of my clients had called me. They're in the healthcare equipment business, started off basically in a basement, and started growing that company. They had a need for the CFO, for the workload, as a CFO to oversee what they thought was the bookkeeper, who was honest, good ethical team, and they just started getting an overload on customer demand, on AR collections type of issues, and a lot of business planning that the business owner, who was in the healthcare equipment, was kind of over his head. So EZF Balance came in. And it's interesting to see how God has its ways where the business owner says, okay, we have maybe an issue on inventory, on vendor management. What EZF Balance helped out with was not, and this is answering your question on cost accounting. A good CFO doesn't just know what the financials are and what the condition of the company is today. We look at the historical, we look at price margins, and most importantly, contribution margin. That helped, and that really helped this customer because they took a business that they thought was maybe $1 million business and several months later realized that they have the capacity to be a $5 to $8 million business. So it's a very satisfying type of role.
So maybe we could just still hold on. It's a great story, but the importance of pre-acquisition due diligence. Now, that was a great story, but that was a company that while the CFO and everyone there was honest and doing their job, but maybe you could even give an example of before a company is purchased or they want to know the value of the company, the pre-acquisition due diligence.
Excellent. Okay. So comes to mind, first, foremost, is before you're deciding, mm-hmm. and I work with attorneys and business brokers and other CFOs mm-hmm. and tax accountants, before the team is deciding to take on a new acquisition, we will assess and we will help the accounting and the finance team and the business owner to make sure they have the right controls and processes currently, right. as is. Mm-hmm. That's step one.
Okay.
And it's a great question. The other point we'll do, and what comes to mind are, let's say, a packaging company that, mm-hmm. that came to EZF Balance. Mm-hmm. Do you have goals? Do you have milestones that are set? What is bottlenecking the company? Okay. This all helps on the pre-acquisition stage. Okay. Because before you're ready to get a valuation right. on equipment, receivables, inventory, sales, key performance indicators.
Mm-hmm. KPIs.
Exactly. We want to know and we want to help you understand your customer trends. We want to understand what are healthy margins for your company that you're striving now that we could have business goals and we can have timelines, say 18 months down the line, 30 months down the line, to understand is it worth going through with the acquisition. So with this packaging company, we come to EZF Balance mm-hmm. and what they thought was maybe a hurdle on payroll mm-hmm. or on direct labor, really what we opened up the eyes was you have a choice now between warehousing expenses and getting minimal income on that end, or maybe buying some new equipment so that you could scale your business. That's where cost accounting comes in, and that's where a solid CFO comes in to help not only in the financials, and of course that's important, that's integral. And any financing company that works with us or any investor, we're always looking at 3 years back, at 2 years performance, at leverage, at solvency, all of those ratios. But the historical will only really help the future, the FP&A, to know to go through this acquisition. If you, the business owner, know where you are today to have a better idea where you want to be post the acquisition.
Now, Ezra, it seems like that's critical for a business before they make right such a large investment in on the real estate side in properties. Can you share, please, how your company has helped businesses generate revenue by ensuring that this step is done?
Okay, so we covered a bit about the businesses.
Right.
Now to move into the real estate sector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So EZF Balance will get calls from, hey, what's a good deal? I'm buying multifamily, 100 to 350 residential units. Right. And that's a request list, a due diligence request list mm-hmm. that we have to figure out how. And I'll only go, and my team will only go as in depth as the client wants to go.
Okay.
But the more you know up front,
right.
such as one of the cases I had in Florida,
okay.
where we took on over 400 unit multifamily acquisition.
Okay.
And of course, we're going through financials. So what you want to know first and foremost, before we get to the specific hurdle that the Florida company had on the acquisition, mm-hmm. and I'll show you how we helped,
okay.
was you want to know what is your net operating income? What is your cash flow from operations? And what is the cash flow after debt service? We good with that, Yitzhak?
Yeah. The listeners, you're explaining it well.
Perfect. So when people come to me and people come to EZF Balance and say, is this a good deal? It's so important for there to be a like-minded hold strategy, the like-minded investors. If you're a GP of an investor, or if you're a lender in the business, if you're an attorney and you're drafting the contracts, as we do lease abstracting for the mm-hmm. attorneys, and work side and side as they're doing the transactional work. It's so important for there to be a like-minded idea. So if you could say, hey, let's go for a value add business. Let's go. I had a case where we did a walkthrough in Connecticut. Okay. And it's not just about the numbers, because the NOI looked great. The cap rates that all the brokers like to throw, mm-hmm. which we need them. We need them for the deal flow, right? But when you see that the structural issues, mm-hmm. where EZF Bounds has to call in the architects mm-hmm. and engineers
right.
to get a property condition report and then find out that 86 units are deemed not rentable, it doesn't necessarily break the deal. But it helps negotiate the fair price.
That's right. Wow.
So that's one example.
Okay.
I mean, we could have other examples where, say, a high-end deal, the demographics, the sub-market, what are the comps? We'll put together offering memorandums and vet through OMs to see, are the comps realistic? If let's say an operator, we had a case in Texas, okay, where the operator says, hey, we're going to put CapEx, we're going to spend between $3.5 to $4.5 million. Now, be cautious. Mm-hmm. Are those conditions required? Do the tenants, is there demand? Economics 101.
Right. Supply and demand.
So when we have in Dallas, Texas, let's say, a situation where the tenancy finds it favorable to have, say, a dog park, right? And my client is coming in and doesn't have that mind frame because they're living in a place
right.
where that's not something that the tenants are looking for. Guess what? Your occupancy will probably be lower.
Ezra, before we go to a commercial break, how can people get in touch with your company?
So we're online at ezfbalance.com. You could always email at ezra@ezfbalance.com, 646-760-9296. We're here to really be invested in your company for you to understand and help stimulate revenue.
Again, the website?
EZFBalance.com, 646-760-9296.
Excellent. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
We're back. Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. Tonight's show is all about financial matters, really understanding it, getting a good understanding. Financial is not something that could be done superficially, and I have the honor of sitting together with Ezra Fireworker, CEO of EZF Balance, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by EZF Balance. Ezra, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. Again, it's truly a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So now, let's jump back in. This is really a key question, Ezra. Can you explain the difference between a cash flow deal and a big exit appreciation deal? That's a bit of a loaded question.
It's actually a valuable question.
Okay. No pun intended there, right? Okay.
I'll tell you. You know, there are a lot of factors in deciding what the right IRR is, what the right rate of return is for like-minded investors. Mm-hmm. Okay. When we're talking about an appreciation deal, we could have, let's say, 300 units, micro units in Seattle, where EZF Balance is looking at the plans, the layout, okay, and then doing cash flow projections from a 1, 3, 5, 7, 10-year hold. When an investor or an operator is looking for what we would call an appreciation deal, they might not be looking at yield on equity on major cash flow from the beginning, from that 1 to 3 year point. They may say, hey, this deal, we're getting it at some sort of a discount. Okay, we're pulling the comps. We're looking at absorption rates in the area. We're looking at amenities that the tenants are looking for. They're not necessarily looking at that annual rent escalation that a cash flow deal is looking at, where, hey, you know, do a little bit of CapEx, do some turnovers. We had a case in the Bronx, actually, where it wasn't that far from Montefiore Hospital, so it was a desirable area. And when doing that pre-acquisition due diligence, mm-hmm. that was more of a cash flow deal. The assumption that the owner had was that there's going to be, say, 15, 18 turnovers a year. What they come to EZF Balance is, hey, do a sensitivity analysis. Let me know. Let's say it's not going to turn over 15, 18, just because 5 years ago it did. Let's look at the market now. The market's saying, hey, maybe 5, 6 turnovers you're looking at. So for the cash flow deal investor or owner, they might not have that strategy anymore to say, hey, let's look at a 1, 3, 5 year hold and refi out. That's a difference over here between a value appreciation deal. We could have deals, let's say, in Illinois or in Seattle or even in New York and New Jersey, where the economics, the amenities, the ancillary revenue, antenna, storage, parking, that brings some gravy to any. Yeah. And of course, yeah. The market, we're in such volatile times. So a lot of times what we find is that they're not going to necessarily leverage the deal. They may put more equity into a value appreciation deal so that they don't get hurt on servicing the debt.
Now, Ezra, let's talk about EZF Balance offers CFO services. Can you explain what it means to represent a company, to be a ghost as a company's CFO?
Wonderful. So when coming to engage us on a CFO workload, we could have, let's say, an Amazon company doing a ton of sales. Of the food industry, okay, that's considering an expansion. So again, you're focusing on contribution margins. What are the cost drivers? I can't emphasize enough. When we were engaged with a restaurant owner and to figure out what is driving your revenue, what is worth spending on, so that we could then say, okay, this is the current operations, we're at $8 million, we want to get to $22 million. If we're going to do this expansion, if we're going to bring in more tables and we're going to take more warehousing space or we're going to take on more payroll, that is what makes a good CFO. Solid SWOT analysis, understanding the strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in your business. Understanding we had in a healthcare company mm-hmm. that was considering a consolidation, and to understand, first of all, what is their mission? What is their strategic plan? What kind of revenue streams will you have by opening up to expanding to a new business, a new type of revenue? This is all what encompasses a CFO. What a CFO is doing, a good quality CFO, is educating solid financial decision support mm-hmm. and integrating the front office, the sales marketing team, the R&D the setup costs, what we call downstream, to the finance accounting collections.
Now, Ezra, EZF Balance offers cost accounting and financial projections. What are those and why are they so important?
Well, basically, you could say like this, Yitzhak. If you know where you were yesterday and you know where you are today, we have a phrase my grandmother used to say, you know, she went through five concentration camps. Mm-hmm. And she was so motivated, lived 97 years old. Mm-hmm. And what I say is, and she used to teach us, if there's a will, there's a way. And that's more than numbers can tell you. When we're doing financial projections and cost accounting, we're helping you understand your profit margins. We're helping you understand if I have 140 companies that I'm working on for a private equity investor, or a VC, and we're studying the cash flow statements. We're studying the measurements. Should you continue investing, or is it time to sort of liquidate and drop back? And most importantly, a cost accountant understands what are the prime costs are in this business. What's the revenue? When I say contribution margins, what we mean is, what's the revenue that's needed to break even, to cover your fixed costs? And what are the prime costs? Mm-hmm. They could be variable. They could be costs which payroll, materials, goods, assembly, warehousing. We had a scenario where a business broker brought us in, EZF Balance, to come sit down to do an acquisition. The property itself was worth nearly $25 million. The seller was convinced that he's driving about 16 to 18% in profit margins. But you know what? The new buyer had a different idea. The investor said, hey, I don't need the warehousing here because I have customer demand. I have my vendor management. My suppliers are coming in different places. Cost accountants and CFOs understand what the customer satisfaction is. We put ourselves in your shoes. When are your customers continuing to generate more revenue streams for you, your company?
Now, Ezra, in a minute we have left in this segment, I have two quick questions I would like to ask. And one of them, I hope I don't put you on the spot, but why would people turn to EZF Balance, right, for services as opposed to going to a traditional accounting firm?
We work with accounting firms, with tax,
okay,
with attorneys, with architects and engineers, with business units. What we provide and what we complement, mm-hmm, is when you understand your trends, you understand how to maximize revenue stream, then you're in the green. Then you're, it's not just the owner, it's the whole workflow. If the executive assistant and the warehousing and the pickers and the trucks, we have in logistics company, over $18 million, if there's a hurdle, EZF Balance is there to say, hey, we just have to break the walls so that this trucking platform can make sense to the accounting and finance department so that the entire company can gain healthy, steady profit margins in an accurate and satisfying
way. You look after every detail. That's what it sounds like. And you really answered my last question, which is how you stand out in the marketplace. And that's it. You complement these firms. It's by looking after every piece of detail. That's what I'm getting at.
And well, what we also do is say, you know, this is a waste. This is not something that needs so much energy or time to focus on. But these are your prime cost drivers that will help your financial controller do their job well. Will help their bookkeeper. Will help your financial decisions on investments and capital resources. And will help the entire business run smoothly and integrate. Amazing. From the front end to the back end for success.
Amazing. Before I let you go, what is the way that people can get in touch with your company?
You can find us at ezfbalance.com. You can call 646-760-9296 or email Ezra at ezfbalance.com. Looking forward, and thank you. It's really, I've learned so much from this program. It's like, it's focused and you're there for so many different audiences.
Thank you.
It's really a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Ezra Fireworker, CEO of EZF Balance. You can find out more information by reaching out to them directly and you can find that the best way is to visit their website, ezfbalance.com. EZFBalance.com. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Yes, and we're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Saftless right here on 710 WOR. For this portion of tonight's show, we're going to be speaking with Yaakov Gluck, CEO at the Contractor's Office. What is that all about? Well, the Contractor's Office, established in 2016, is a full office service firm providing accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, and virtual office services in New York and the surrounding areas. The Contractor's Office is dedicated to providing a comprehensive range of personalized solutions that will allow contractors and small business owners, we're going to discuss that, to run their operations in the simplest, most efficient way possible. On this portion of tonight's show, we will discuss outsourcing non-core tasks in order to enable you to run your business more efficiently, moving money around to get the best bang for your buck, and young entrepreneurship. Yaakov Gluck, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. You know, I love discussing with entrepreneurs the backstory. What was the aha moment that he's like, you know, I ought to establish a company like this?
So actually, my brother is a contractor in the landscaping industry.
Okay.
And I noticed he was struggling financially with just taking care of his books and dealing with collections from his clients and so on and so forth. I had experience already in the finance industry, more in the nursing home industry, but also in the finance industry. And I realized that when I was working for a company that owned a whole bunch of nursing homes, they had a back office that was taking care of a whole bunch of work for a whole bunch of different companies, for different nursing homes. I'm like, why can't I do this for a whole bunch of different companies versus a whole bunch of nursing homes?
That's actually a great story. That it was, the whole concept was born to a certain degree out of Yimei Chesed to your brother. He was running a successful company, but just he was stretched thin. There was only so much that he could do, and in this area, he needed to outsource it. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Well, yeah, because if he would start hiring for it, he wasn't yet necessarily
right.
big
On
enough
that scale, right.
to afford it.
That's
but
right.
then again, with this, he didn't necessarily know what he was doing.
Okay, so that's really a great way of framing it. That it's true, while a major company would take would hire people and do many of these services in-house, but as small companies are starting to scale, they don't need someone for 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week. They may need someone for 10 hours a week, 5 hours a week, and they would turn to your company?
Well, yes, but the thing is they also need somebody 40 hours a week, but they can't really afford the 40 hours a week. They need somebody to answer the phone 9 to 5 every single day. And if they're not able to pay somebody to sit those 8 hours a day because they're not necessarily large enough, a company like mine would be the optimal solution where they're paying only for the time that they're actually using. I have the people sitting there anyways.
This is amazing. Okay, so let's continue on this. What type of industries do you service?
So I started in the contracting industry, where it's where the company name was born. Basically, we actually started calling ourselves TCO Office Services because we outgrew our name.
Okay.
And basically, any person who has a small business that needs help in any of these areas, we're here to help them.
Now, could we please relist the areas that you serve, that you service companies?
So with the bookkeeping, billing, collections, basically having the entire QuickBooks ready for the accountant, just hand it over. We deal with the accountants directly. Whoever your accountant is, we deal with them. If we don't deal with them already, we will deal with them. Right. That whole headache is completely off your head. We deal with answering the phones, setting up schedules. But the way we service our clients is we don't have packages where you just have to take a package off the shelf. We build a package for each and every client.
That's really good. You custom your service offering based on what your clients need.
Correct.
Now, your company provides very unique services. Can you explain what it means to outsource non-core tasks?
So I hate the word outsourcing because everybody feels like that's the Philippines and India. Right. But we have an actual office where we take the tasks of the office, all the office work that you can't necessarily, you know, you don't need to necessarily be there for. And we take care of all that work. So, for example, if somebody's a plumber or electrician, they're great with their hands. They're not necessarily great with their books. Right. And we'll take care of all the office side. So we'll answer the phone. We'll get in touch with the plumber, electrician, whatever. We'll schedule their day. We'll use different softwares, whatever works for them to try to keep their day completely organized, get them to on and off jobs, make sure they're billing for all the time that they're working, and making sure that they're making money.
Wow. This is a real a lifesaver for many. I mean, certainly solo entrepreneurs and even small businesses. Like, what size business would you say would be like, until that size, until that threshold, they're certainly they should be calling the contractor, you know, you calling your company, contractor's office.
So it really, the numbers really don't make that big of a difference here. I have companies that are doing in the millions, and I have companies that are doing very little. Right. Some people, I'm handling their side hustle. They have a job. I'm handling their side hustle so they can actually look like an actual business while they grow. The actual goal is that the company stay with us, and this way they never have to deal with it again. But there's no, I mean, if somebody has the full staff, then obviously they don't need us. There's obviously benefits to having people in your office that, you know, we cannot do. You know, we're not going to go ahead and bring you a coffee when you want a coffee like you do with the normal secretary. It's not physically possible. But as far as being in touch with, you know, with our clients based on whatever service they need. So if they need daily service, need weekly service, need a monthly service, whatever it is that they need, we're there to help them throughout the process. And we always have people who are available to answer any questions as they arise.
So I'm going to ask a question that's probably on many people's minds. Do you offer services in terms of a sales team or let's say a back office to handle incoming calls for, let's say for an event or a dinner or Malava Malka, et cetera? What is the extent of your services?
So we try to stay away a little bit from sales because our staff is, it's very hard to train somebody to be a salesperson. They're not necessarily salespeople. They're very friendly. They're very nice. They know how to handle collection calls really well. They'll make sure you get your money. They're very positive and like that. But when it comes to sales, it's not really our strong point. And these one-off deals is not usually where we're heading. We're looking for clients who are going to continue service. I mean, we have had companies that we just did answering phones for them. That's all we did. Or do. Right. Depending on.
Now, you brought up an excellent point. I wouldn't even say that it's not a strength. Sales is a very complicated area. But where your team excels is that all the other stuff, like I even had non-core tasks, inbound calls like these solo entrepreneurs and these small companies. There's many different tasks, organizing the day you brought up, which you and your team oversee. They probably use cloud-based tools.
Everything's cloud-based. We have no servers. We have no
which
nothing.
Which is great because I'm sure many of your clients probably they just have it. They have the a particular app on their phone and it automatically syncs with your team. It's like a dream. Your team will also organize the day for many of your clients?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, it depends. Again, it has to work with that type of client. Not every business does it necessarily work. But we will do our best to make it as organized as possible. We'll send messages. We'll send reminders. We'll use Google Calendars, whatever it takes to try to make it as easy for our clients as possible.
Now, here's just an interesting question. You know, there are people out there that are old school and they like to physically see, you know, for themselves what an operation looks like. What happens then?
Come visit. Our office exists. It's not like we're in 30 different places and nobody could see us. Come meet us. We actually this is week one, we actually moved into our new office in Nyack. We were in Muncie in a tiny little office and Baruch Hashem, we outgrew it. And yeah, we're here. Come visit. You can see our office. We have clients that are old school. I have to go every week and pick up papers from them because they don't want to scan it. Wow. Is what it is. I mean, I have a dentist office.
That's a great example also that you'll go down because they need boxes to be scanned. That's just non-core tasks that they don't want. They don't have the need, or they want to train someone to go and deal with it. I won't call them headache work. I won't call those tasks headache work. But
call it headache work. Call it whatever you want. I mean, it's the annoying stuff that nobody wants to deal with, but has to get done. Everybody needs to bill for their work.
Right.
And it's annoying to call people who don't want to pay you. But somebody's got to do it. Let my team do it.
Before we go to a commercial break, how could people find out more about your company?
So our website's www.thecontractorsoffice.net. Actually, you can go to .com also. It comes to us.
And is there a direct phone number for people to call?
So yeah, there's 844-303-6334.
Can you repeat that, please?
844-303-6334.
Amazing. Yaakov Gluck, CEO of The Contractor's Office. We're going to continue more right after this. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftis right here on 710 WOR. I'm glad to have you along. By the way, this segment is going to be up on YouTube. And if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you are automatically notified when this segment goes live. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Now back to my special guest, Yaakov Gluck, CEO of the Contractor's Office. And before the commercial break, we were talking about the different industries and even company sizes that Yaakov services. Again, tonight's show brought to you in part by the Contractor's Office. Before I ask you some more questions, Yaakov, how can people find out more information about your range of services?
They can always go to my website, www.thecontractorsoffice.net, www.thecontractorsoffice.net.
Well, Yaakov, can you even... You have a very fascinating company because your company is servicing many, many, many other companies. What does it take to run such a company like yours?
So the way I look at it is it feels like you have to have the right people doing what they're good at. So you have like the type A personalities. Mm-hmm. They're the best bookkeepers. They notice every penny. They are very on top of every little detail. But they're not necessarily the best secretary. You don't necessarily want somebody like that answering your phone, you know, cracking down.
Right. Being tough, or you need someone who's very soft.
So you have the secretaries who are very bubbly, friendly. So you get the best of both worlds instead of hiring one person who's a bookkeeper secretary who likely will be very good at one, not necessarily very good at the other.
So that's interesting. That means for your team, you actually spend quite some time vetting the talent that you onboard for your team.
Well, yeah. I try to hire and then sometimes we'll hire somebody and realize that they're not necessarily the greatest for bookkeeping, but they are very, very good for secretarial and vice versa. And sometimes we'll find that neither of those are the perfect skill set, but there are some other tasks that need to be taken care of where we'll be able to allocate them to do that work.
Yeah, and that's so true. And that's actually, I'm sure your team even appreciates that, because when someone is in their comfort zone, when someone is in the area that they're really great at, they'll do it with passion, they'll do it with excitement, and they're great at it.
Right, so I actually feel like my employees are my greatest asset.
Yeah, in fact, maybe you could even discuss that. How important is it for a company to nurture their staff, to care and look after their staff, to build a great corporate culture?
Well, people think that the clients are the most important part of your business. I feel like my employees are the most important part of my business, because if your employees are happy, they'll keep your clients happy. If your employees are not happy, they're not going to keep your clients happy. They just want to get whatever they're looking for.
So, Yaakov, holding on to this point, we're in Q1 in 2022, and the job market is very tight. In fact, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal that Target, I think, is offering like minimum wage salaried positions at $24 an hour, something like that. Some like, wow, how could they do that? There is a fight for talent. There is a fight for great staff. Perhaps you could still discuss this. What is your approach? What are your suggestions? We're not asking you to give away the fort, but you know, suggestions that you implement at your company and that companies need to be mindful of when building their team.
Well, as I mentioned before, you try to keep you use your employees as an asset instead of an expense, then your employees won't want to go anywhere. I have been in business now 5 years. I have yet to have an employee have to ask me for a raise. Wow. I always give it before they ask for it. Actually, I had an employee that started a couple of months ago. She got married. We have supervisors in each department, obviously. Right. And the supervisor called her and says, I need to have a meeting with you. The first day she's back from her wedding, from Sheva Brachos, she said, I need to have a meeting with you and Yaakov. When are you available? We have to do a Zoom meeting. So this lady is like shaking in her boots, and she comes into the meeting and she's like, you could see on the face, she's all nervous. And my immediate thing was, Thank you so much for all your hard work. We've noticed your hard work, and we know that now life is getting a little bit more expensive for you. We're going to give you a little raise.
Wow.
And the look on her face of relief and happiness, she took on already since then already two more clients, like no problem, and she's ready for more. So we actually asked her to extend some hours even for us. So the showing the appreciation, showing that you care about your employees, even if it's not something that necessarily you care about, but you show that you care about what they feel is important to them, they will reciprocate. And that in
such
that
an
way,
important point.
The employees point. Won't go anywhere.
Yeah. Right, very low retention. They're not leaving. They appreciate. They know that you have their back, as the expression goes. You're looking out for them, and they're going to go the extra mile for you.
100%. I was actually onboarding a new client this morning, and the client was like a little hesitant, and nervous. And I said to the client in front of a couple of my employees, I said, "You should just know, anything that happens, I'm the blame. You don't have to blame any of my employees. I will never point a finger at my employees because it's my company. I have to answer to everything. It's not this one's fault, that one. It's at the end of the day, I hired this employee. It's my fault. So at the end of the day, they know the only one they have to blame is me. And the employee knows that no client is ever going to come to them. Why'd you mess me up?"
Special. Moving along, in doing the research for the show, I noticed that you started the company at a fairly young age. Could you please talk about, this is a very important even tip for many people out there that the entrepreneurs in the listening crowd, how are you able to finance the company initially, right? There are costs, there are hard costs, soft costs that are involved in getting a company off the ground. How were you able to do it?
So when I started the company, I had another job. I was assistant director of finance in a retirement center. Okay. And I rented office space nearby. I hired a couple people to start working for me. I did a little of the bookkeeping on myself for some of the clients because that's literally what I was doing for a living. Mm-hmm. I purchased a house. I lived in the basement. I rented out the house. So my mortgage was paid. I lived rent-free for 5 years in order to finance this business. I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard living in a two-bedroom with four kids. But at that point, we moved in with two. But it was tough, but it is what it is. I mean, I'm not up to my eyeballs in debt, and it feels good to know that I'm not going to be paying people back for the rest of my life because I wanted to start a business.
It's a great way of looking at it, that there was, and a very important way, and that is better to make the sacrifice than to, in fact, this was really one of the issues when many companies got clobbered in the economic downturn of 07, 08. There were companies from the dot-com, the bubble, the companies that they get VC money, and they went out and built luxurious offices and got fancy couches and all that. They went into debt, and they didn't keep their eye on, okay, keep your costs to a minimum. Obviously, what you need to spend on, you need to invest in. But going for luxury purchases just because you're imagining that that's going to help the business, no. What you did was, and this is the proper way, is keep your expenses down, keep your overhead down, make sacrifices, but then you're investing for the long term. Which is, I love that story. So you bought the house, rented it out, that paid the mortgage, you lived in the basement, but you were able to finance the company.
Yeah, that's basically how I did it. I mean, I still drive my car that I bought when I was single. I bought it in 2010. Oh. I bought a used car in 2010. Nothing wrong with it. Keep driving it.
Wow. Now, Yaakov, I understand this is very special and amazing that you're also part of Hatzalah. First of all, how do you do it? How do you manage, being involved in on such a level of helping others by the snap of a finger, of course, and yet running your company?
So, I kind of built the company in a way where I'm involved with all the emergencies, but at the end of the day, there's nothing on my day-to-day schedule for my company. I have each client has different people working with them, mm-hmm. and there's the whole train till it gets to me. But I want my employees to know that I'm doing this whole business because I care. Mm-hmm. I care about these small businesses. I care about the owners of these businesses who come into me a lot of times because they don't know the finances side of their business. They're very good with their hands, but when it comes down to the money, they have no idea. I had a client come in who literally showed me his books, and I'm like, you're spending more on your day-to-day expenses than you're making. You need to pull in whatever the number is to actually pay your bills. And just that breakthrough to him was like, oh, wow, I'm really not making enough money. So I said, either we're going to have to work on your pricing, we're going to have to figure out something. Right now, he has two trucks on the road and has a team of four people working under him, making serious money. That's, we've been working with him for 4 years. But that's the same concept. Like I feel like, yeah, I may be young and whatever, but I want to leave this world a better place than I walked onto it. Amazing. And if that means taking out all the calls and whatever, I'm not necessarily queasy. Amazing. So I'll help people. It is what it is. I mean, I enjoy it.
Special. Before I let you go, Jakob, how could people find out more information about the contractor's office?
You can always go to the website, thecontractorsoffice.net. Or you can call anytime. 844-303-6334 is our 800 number. And looking forward to working with you.
Jakob Gluck, CEO of the Contractor's Office. Well, this wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.